Okay. So last year we started, I don't know exactly we got up to last year, but this year we'll start from Sheni. So this really, this Pasuk Dal is really in the middle of the story. And here, I hope you can see it on the screen. Okay, I assume you can see, Mark, can you see it on the screen, what I have over here?
I'm looking at my Chumash.
Okay, fine, good. Okay, Mr. Glatter?
Yes.
Can you see it on the screen, the Pasuk?
Yes.
Okay, very good, okay. So Pasuk Yudal begins, Af, lo yaleret zavaz halavash havi oisam. Moshe Rabbeinu, they're complaining. Korach has launched a rebellion. He has enlisted all of these evil people to participate in this rebellion. And he says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Af, also, okay, I'm going to translate loosely now, also, lo yaleret zavaz halavash havi oisam. Not only... Af here means not only did Moshe Rabbeinu fail in bringing us into the land that flows with milk and honey, and he did not succeed in giving us a land that is has a sod, a field in the vineyard. Even if Moshe will take the eyesight, even if Moshe Rabbeinu will cut out the eyes, he will uproot our eyesight of these people. Lo naleh, we will not go to Eretz Yisrael. Under no condition will we go to Eretz Yisrael. Now there's no just to be the brash over here. We'll see about titin lano hadavar musav aloy ha'amur lamala. Okay, so Rashi, it's not so clear over here on the screen. I apologize. I didn't take a good picture. But over here, Rashi over here is telling us that you have to repeat the word loy. That this word, zvatitin lo, must be repeated. The word lo must be, hadava musava loy ha'amor lamala kaloymar. Rashi says this means to say, repeat the word lo. You have to repeat words. That's the way Hebrew operates. We have this very often in Nach. Chumash, not so much. Not as much, but enough.
We had it today.
Right, with the R, there's not going to be an R of Yikarois, and the Lo Yihye R of Kipoin. Right, so you have that in Nach very, very often, but you don't have it as often in Chumash. And you tell this to someone in sixth grade, they look at you like you're from Mars. What are you talking about? But that's what here it means. Hadavar, the word v'atidin lanu goes back on the word lo, ha'amur lamala, that was said in the beginning of the pasuk. Lamala always means the beginning of the pasuk, or above, kiloymar. Whenever Rashi says the word kiloymar, Rashi means that you do not read the pasuk literally. You have to add a lot of bear to the pasuk. Number one, lo havi oisanu, he did not bring us. That's number one. Number two, V'loy nosato lanu nachalas sode v'chorem. Moshe did not give us an inheritance of a field and vineyards. Amar to lanu, Moshe said to us, Ale, I am going to take you. I am going to take you. Oops, sorry about that. A second. Ale, I am going to take you. Eschem me'oni Mitzrayim. Moshe said, I'm going to take you from the poverty of Egypt. El Eretz Toiva. So Moshe, he left us high and dry. Misham hotzei sanu, he took us out of Egypt. Veloy el eretz zavas cholov udvash havioi sanu, he did not bring us to land that flows with milk and honey. Ela gozar toleinu lahamisenu bamidbar, he was goizer. Moshe Rabbeinu decreed upon us that we shall die in the desert. Shamar tolanu, he told us last week's parasha. In last week's parasha by the Meraglim, Bamidbar hazeh, in this desert, yiblu pigreichem, your carcasses, your dead bodies will fall and you're going to die. Okay, so if you take a note in Rashi, Rashi mentions three times, three different descriptions of the land. There are three complaints. Number one, Moshe did not bring us into a land, period. Number two, he did not bequeath to us a sodeh and a korem. Number three, he did not bring us to a land that zovas cholav udvash. There are three complaints. That's as far as the land. And then they wind down. And then instead he was gozer upon us that we should die. And then they include ha'inei ho'anoshim ho'him tenakeh v'goymer. Afilu ata shalech lenakeres einenu, even if you will decree upon us to blind us, to cut, take out our eyes, im lo nale elecha, if we do not ascend to you. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu summoned the people who were rebelling. You come meet me in my tent. I want to speak to you. Come to the principal's office. So these students, they said, we're not going to the principal's office. We don't care what you do to us. Even if you expel us, you fail us, you cut out our eyes, you take out our eyesight, when loy nala afilu atashlech lenakras enenu im loy enale lecha loy nala, we will not ascend to you. Okay, so let's go back and read the pasuk according to Rashi, just to review the pasuk. Here's the pasuk again, going back to the pasuk af. Af means not only. Af is a hard word to translate. I'm not even sure how to translate. Does anyone here have there an English translation of the of this pasuk? Pasuk Yudalit. How do they translate?
Moreover.
So moreover, I need a dictionary for that word. Moreover. Not only. It sounds to me more like not only. Not only loy, did you not bring us? You did not bring us el eretz zavas chalav udvash, havi oisanu. See, Rashi really says a little bit differently. Not only, he truly reverses it. Not only did you not bring us to a land that flows with milk and honey, did you bring us, did you allow us to enter? Now again, and not only, and also, aflo, take these two words and repeat them. Afloi, titein lanu nachlas sadeh v'charem. Take away the vav. The vav really over here is, this vav is going back on the words aflo. And not only did you not give us a land that's a sadeh v'charem, a land that has fields and vineyards. You didn't do any of that. Now, when it says aflo, it means, but what did you do? You took us out of Egypt, you brought us to the desert, and you set us up for failure, that we should die in the desert because of what happened with the Meraglim. And therefore, we're frustrated, and we don't want to have anything to do with you, and we're not going to obey your command that we meet you in your tent to discuss this matter, under no condition, even ha'inei ho'anoshim ho'heim tenaker, even if you will threaten us with blinding our eyes, even that loy nala, we do not care, we will not ascend to your tent to discuss this matter with you. Pretty serious stuff over here. Okay, now let's take over here. We have over here some targum. Let's go back to the pasuk.
They take no responsibility for all this.
Of course not. Exactly. This is a rebellion, right? They don't take responsibility for anything. Not for the egel. Like we learned last week. They don't take responsibility for the egel. They don't take responsibility for the meraglim. And now they're rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're just bitter. They're bitter, and they blame everything on Moshe. They're calling Moshe a liar. You told us that you're going to take us out of Egypt. You're going to bring us to a land that zavas chalav dvash, and there's going to be a nachalav, a sadeh, a chorem. You have done none of that. Now, let's see Pasuk Yudala. Pasuk Yudala, the Targum. Targum over here says, af lo, moreover, okay, as it says in the arts call, or not only lo, le'ara avda chalav udvash, a el tano.
I have the word Ram.
Oh, you have with Bram. In your text, you have Bram. Very interesting. Okay. Very interesting. Biram. Okay, so we have over here a machlex. What is the girsa? In Mark's edition, it says with Biram, not the word af. Very interesting. I don't know. So Biram means but. It means really but. Af lo, but you did not. Af, that means but you did not. La'ara of da, to a land that produces chalav dvash, a il tano, did you bring us up, vi haft lana, and give us over here in the next page over here, ach sonas means an inheritance of chaklin. Chaklin means fields, the charmin vineyards. Okay, you did not bring us up to a land of zavas cholot vash and give us a land that flows with the inheritance of fields and vineyards. And notice, according to the Targum, it does not appear the Targum is repeating the word lo. He's just reading it as maybe, okay, we have to go back and take and analyze if the Targum really is coming to disagree. Okay, let's take a hold back on that for a moment. Seemingly not, he agrees. And now they write, Haine guvrayo inun tishlach la'avoro. If you will declare, tishlach means if you will send. Meaning in this context, if you will declare, if you will be goyzer, you will send officers to blind us, to poke out our eyes of these men, you're going to send to make us blind. Lo nisak, we will not ascend to your mokoim. Now let's look over here in the Ma'atzari. Unfortunately, this picture did not come out too good. I don't know why. I have to be more careful when I take the pictures. Achsonas. Achsonas means an inheritance. Targum shel nachlas, period. V'gam b'mikra choyson, loshon yerushin hu, fine. So this just means an inheritance. So far, so good. Now here we come next. Chaklin v'charmin. Hofach loshon akosav loshon rabim kifya kavona. Okay, so this is something which is one of his pet peeves over here in the Matsari, that the Targum, very often he takes words that are written in the Pasuk B'loshon Yochid, and the Targum translates them B'loshon Rabim. In the Pasuk it says the word Sodeh, it does not say the word Sodois, it says the word Korem, vineyard, singular, does not say the word Keromois, yet in the Targum translates these words in the plural. Okay, that is extremely, extremely common, and the Ma'atzari has a special pleasure in pointing that out and actually elaborating upon it, which for our purpose, I think we have to pass over that because we're limited in time. Tishlach le'avara, even if you'll give a command to, I guess, to your officers to come to our homes and to blind us, it doesn't matter. We would rather be blinded than be in your presence and come and obey your orders and meet you in your tent. Tishalach lavar v'chein perish Rashi, afilu atashlech lenaker es einenu, even if you will send messengers, officers, to bring upon us punishment, we're not going to come. V'tzorich biur, beur, it's not biur, it's beur. That's what I'm saying, the biur halacha, there's no such thing as the biur halacha, it's the beur. Beur means to burn. No one's burning the halacha. It's be'ur, means to explain. Okay, it's a yeshivish mistake. Everyone makes. V'tzorich be'ur. This requires elaboration. This requires explanation. Lama naktu unkelis v'rashi shi'inaker al yidei shaliach. Both Rashi and unkelis here are on the same page. Why do they add a word in the pasuk that it does not say? They both say that Moshe, even if you will send an officer to our home with the mission of blinding us, with a threat that if you don't show up in the tent of Moshe, you will be blinded, will poke out your eyes. Where did Rashi and Unkelis get this word? It does not say this in the Pasuk. V'lo perishu tenaker ato be'atzmecha. Maybe what it means is that you, the Pasuk, simply seems to say that you, Moshe, you yourself are going to come to our home and you have a weapon, you have some type of gadget, a taser, and you're going to aim it at our eyes and you're going to make us blind. Where did Rashi and Unkelis get this idea to add into the pasuk the word a shaliach, the yesh loimar? The answer is, shereheim amru lo na'ale, uperusho lo navoi elecha, we will not come to you. Okay, the im. His chavnu shemoyish rabenu atzmo yavo alehem, ein havana b'loinale. It wouldn't make sense loinale. Sharei hu yamoid al yadam. He's standing by them. He just saying something very simple, and he's saying is because since at the end of the pasuk it says lo naale, we will not ascend. It clearly indicates that Moshe, that they're not. This was not said directly to Moshe. If you look at the pasuk until the words lo naale, until those last two words, you get the impression that there is a conversation between them. They're standing next to each other. They're within 3 feet of one another. In violation of social distancing. They're right on top of each other, breathing on each other. And Moshe is giving them Musar. Don't rebel against me, whatever he says. And the people say, Moshe, they're speaking directly to his face. Moshe, you have done nothing for us. You've only caused us harm. You took us out of Egypt. We had delicious cucumbers and delicious melon. We had watermelon and we had cantaloupe. It's delicious. And we had free fish. And look what you did. You took us to this desert and now we're going to die. And you lied. We didn't go into Eretz Yisrael to get fields and vineyards to witness the land that flows with milk and honey. You'd get the impression that the people are speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, right to his face. If that would be true, then there's no need for the pasuk to conclude the word Lo Na'aleh, we will not ascend. What do you mean ascend?
Why do they use the word Na'aleh?
That is exactly what the Targum and Rashi are coming to address.
But Na'aleh means to go up, like you're in a low place.
Yes, because Moshe
said Lo Yavo, we won't come.
So it seems the Kant. So it would appear. Yes, a very good question. It would appear that when you go to the Rebbe. When you go to the Rebbe, you're going up. V'kamto v'olisa el ha-makoy masha yivchar Hashem. For example, Yerushalayim, the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis is the highest elevated place in the world. V'kamto v'olisa el ha-makoy masha yivchar Hashem. Now the problem with that is that it's not so. That the Har HaBayis, by the Tzion in Yerushalayim, by no means is the highest mountain in the Middle East. It's not by no. There are many, many other mountains. It doesn't rate even. It doesn't enter the competition. So how then can the pasuk say you're traveling in the desert? We're going to even in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the high. It's not even close to the highest mountains. So how then can the pasuk say concerning Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh that how could it be that the result the makom asher l'shichnei sidra shuvasa shama? How could the final resting place be Yerushalayim when it does not fit into the pasuk v'kamta v'olisa? You will get up and you will ascend to the makom asher yivchar Hashem elokecha l'shakin shemo yisham. So the answer is it's not to be taken literally. That the Har HaBayis, it doesn't mean that it's physically the highest altitude in the land. What it means, it's the highest stature of sanctity. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe was Machane Leviya, we have to assume, I'm just talking to you, thinking with you out loud, we have to assume that Moshe Rabbeinu was the same thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu, his tent, it was viewed by all the people in who encamped. They're already in the desert for how many years already? For 2 years at this point in time, more than a year. And the vernacular, the language, is when you go to Moshe, you go up. So Moshe here sent a messenger, and the people over here are saying back, the fact that the pasuk includes with Willow Nala is an indication that the people are saying this to the messenger. Go tell Moshe, you're a liar. Af loy, you did not bring us Eretz Yisrael, you did not bring us to the Zavos Chol Medvash, we did not give us Salad Chodem, and therefore, we're going to die, and therefore tell Moshe that we're not going to ascend. Not physically ascend, it means to enter into your holiness, into your holy place. And you'll say to me, if these people have no respect for Moshe, and they stick with him to the ultimate chutzpah, so you would say they should be consistent in the chutzpah, and they should say, we're not going to descend to your level. Is that what's bothering you, Mr. Rappaport? That the people over here should if we're not talking over here about their kavod, if we're not talking about a physical elevation of altitude, but we're talking about like Har HaBayis is considered to be the highest mountain, not physically highest altitude, but it means spiritually it's a holy place. And here these people are speaking to Moshe with groisa chutzpah, so part of the chutzpah should be that we're not going to descend to your low level.
Now the word Nala, it was used in last week's parsha, if you remember. After they got the news that they're not going to Eretz Yisrael, they went up. Remember it says they went up to the mountains, and Moshe said, don't go up. So there was a physical...
Is that really... Do we know that? Do we really know that it was physical? Maybe you're correct. And just because there last week's parsha, about the Mapilim, it's physical, doesn't necessarily mean that here it has to be physical. Here they're in the camp, And maybe, really, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's tent was on a higher elevation. Maybe it was in a higher part of the desert. We don't know. We don't know. I hear what you're saying. There are many. You're asking a fantastic question. Why does it say the word now? Let it say we will not arrive. Lo yavo. And so, do we know for a fact that Moshe's tent was in a higher altitude than everyone else? We do not know that. Are we going to suggest that what it means now? It means we're going to go high into your holiness, your majesty. We're going to ascend to the lofty spiritual location of Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, that's a little bit bizarre also, since here they have showing Moshe that we have no respect for you whatsoever. So if they can have chutzpah, they would say, we're not going to come down to you instead of go up to you. I don't know the answer. Yeah.
The word naled going to Moshe. Why? I was looking at it, lo naled to Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, so see, loy naled. Oh, so that's exactly what. Okay, so you touch, if that's the case, you see, you're hitting upon the point. If that's really what it means, then there's no need for the Targum to say the word, and Rashi to say the word that you're going to send somebody to knock at our eyes. You make a good point.
It's funny because you always point out that Oscar says they're going to follow Rashi.
Yeah.
But Oscar translated, even if you would put out the eyes of those men. So in my head, I thought that we're talking about the giants.
No, talking about themselves. These people.
That's what Oculus is saying and Rashi is saying. But why couldn't it be that it means put out those giants in Israel that we're afraid of? Even if you put out the eyes of those men, I'm still not going to that land.
I hear what you're saying. I'm assuming because there's no mention here of the giants. I mean, this is not Parashat Shlach, this is Parashat Korach. We start over here in the middle of Parashat Korach. Over here, there's a rebellion. There's Korach, Dosan, Vaviram, Bnei'el, there are 250 men, and they're now complaining. When they went to spy in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole land. There are a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael. It happens to also mention Visham, Achimon, Sheshai, Visalma, Yilidei Hoanok. It doesn't, there is no connection. You're saying a very interesting idea. I hear what you're saying. You're saying something very fascinating. Maybe go look at the Mepharshim. Maybe someone will tell you that's what it means over here. You're saying something very interesting. But you're asking another good question. Maybe what it means, Leinala, means we're not going to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So obviously Rashi and Unkelus, how did they know this? I don't know. Obviously they categorically held that's not what it means. It does not mean to Eretz Yisrael. It means we're not going to go into your presence. The fact they have to say we're not going into your presence is an indication that they are currently not in the presence of Moshe. If they're not in the presence of Moshe, then when Moshe says, when they said you're going to threaten us by blinding us, it doesn't mean you yourself, because Moshe is not here. Moshe is not local. Moshe is in his tent. It means you're going to send your officers to punish us. For some reason, Rashi and Unkelus accept as a fact, the word loy nala means we will not enter into your presence. If that is correct, that means they are not looking at each other. We wouldn't know if the conversation was taking place directly, was taking place indirectly. It means loy nala, if they say those two words and we accept as a fact, how I don't know how we know this to be the case, but Rashi and Unkelus accept as a fact, loy nala means we will not enter into your presence to discuss this matter. Therefore, that's the case. So now we have no choice but to say that when they say you're going to send messengers to blind us, it doesn't mean you're going to blind us. It means you're going to send messengers to blind us. Okay, that's what it has to mean. Let's read those words one more time very quickly over here. Tishlach liver v'chein perish Rashi afilat tishlach l'nakras einenu v'tzach beor lama nachtu unkelus Rashi shi'naka de shaliach v'loy perishu tinaka ato be'atzmecha. If you're talking to Moshe, Moshe will do it himself. V'yesh loymar, the answer is sharei heim amru loynale and uperusha. What does it mean loynale? What's the translation? So in the Ma'atzor he's telling us it's a given. Loy Navoy Elecha. Loy Nale does not mean we're not going to ascend to the land. It means we're not coming to you. We're not going to speak to you. V'im his koininu Shemoyisha Rabbeinu Vim Hischavnu. Vim Hischavnu. If their kavanu was Shemoyisha Rabbeinu Atzmo Yavoy Alehem, will come to them. Ein Havana Beloy Nale. Sharei Hu Yamoid Al Yodam, he's standing right there. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to, if Moshe Rabbeinu was standing right there, you don't need to say Loi Nala. Obviously they're standing, they're looking at each other. Obviously they're not present. If they're not present, Moshe is not going to come do the dirty work. He's going to send an agent to do this, and that's why they both inject into the pasuk the word a shaliach. Okay, so we're coming over here away with a lot of chidushim. Number one is means themselves. They're speaking about themselves in third person. They don't want to curse themselves. Al tiftach peh l'satan. Even if you're going to blind the eyes of those people, they don't want to say you're going to blind our eyes. Al tiftach peh l'satan. Those people, they are referring to themselves. Loinale, we will not come to you. We will not enter into your abode. Next pasuk. Vayichal. Yeah.
It's interesting. The Arachayim translates the word loinale along what you just said. That they're saying we don't want the honor that you're wanting to convey. You're calling us to come to you. Loinale. We don't want that aliyah. We don't want that aliyah.
That aliyah, right.
Honor that you seem to want to give us. We don't want it.
It's interesting though, he's saying it's not a physical honor. It's not a physical elevation. It's not an altitude, a location, that it's a high altitude. It's a spiritual honor.
Right. It's a spiritual honor.
But what's so interesting is that if a person would be taught over here, these individuals are speaking with the utmost chutzpah. I mean, it doesn't get worse than this, right? I mean, how much worse can you get than this? Utmost chutzpah. So if they would be consistent in their chutzpah, you know what they would say? They would say, we're not going to come down to you. You're a low person, Moshe. We have no respect for you. Loi neirad. So it's very interesting. They did not say that. And you know what it's like? It's like when it's so ingrained in you to have respect, even when you want to be a mechutzef, you still have respect. It's like when you talk to the Rebbe. So when I grew up in a yeshiva, they taught us, when you speak to the Rebbe, you speak to the Rebbe in third person. That's what they taught us. They say, does the Rebbe want a cup of coffee? Does the Rebbe want this? Does Rebbe? So what happened? I mean, it's not a joke. There were guys in the class, and we get fed up with the Rebbe. We had enough with the Rebbe. This is what happens, you know, when you're in yeshiva for a long time, you get fed up. So what happens?
You know what Rabbi Wein said the same joke, you know, the third person. Somebody asked him, what does the Rebbe want to do? And what is it? So you know what Rabbi Wein's answer was? Why don't you ask him? In other words, Rabbi Wein was the Rebbe. And they're talking to him in the third person. And he's saying to them, well, why don't you ask him?
Rabbi Wein was telling them, stop calling me, don't talk to me by the third person. He's making litzanus of them. There are different styles of chinuch. Rabbi Wein, most of the world, they don't like that. They don't want the talmidim to speak to them in third person. They don't like that. They hate that. They don't. That's not their way of doing chinuch. In other yeshivas, they do. That's what they want. They want to train the Talmidim that they should have derech eretz. That's when I went to Chaim Berlin, that's how they trained us. Okay? I went to other yeshivas, they look at you like you're crazy. You talk to the Rebbe like the third person, they tell you, they look at you, who are you talking about? Exactly what you said, Mr. Rapport. Mohammed, I had this experience a few times. You talk to someone else, and that time they turn around, who are you talking to? They make late sonas. Okay? However, in Chaim Berlin, this was their derech. This is what they want. They teach the Talmidim. You talk to the Rebbe. The Rebbe is a different type of person. You're talking with their Eretz. So what happens in that in yeshiva? You get angry at the Rebbe, you know, after a couple of while. So you say, does the Rebbe want a cup of coffee? Maybe the Rebbe should get a life. Maybe we should pour the cup of coffee over the Rebbe's head. You go and you say, You use it as a weapon against the Rebbe. Now, is that what they're doing over here? Is that what the Meraglim, was that what they're saying? Loinale. oh, you know, we're not going to come in, we're not going to ascend into your holy presence. Are they making a litzanis of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is that what they're doing here? Or maybe it's like a Freudian slip. Or it's, they're so used to it. They're so used to talking to the Rebbe with their cheretz. It's so ingrained in them. So even when they want to be a mechutzif, they slip and they still talk to the Rebbe with their cheretz. They say, no, the Rebbe has done nothing for us. The Rebbe has not achieved anything. He has not brought us into Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe did not give us a land that Zavas Cholav Udvash. The Rebbe did not give us Sada V'Charem. So let the Rebbe know that even if the Rebbe sends soldiers to blind our eyes, we will not listen to the Rebbe. You understand? It's a Freudian, it's just ingrained, this is how you talk. So even when they talk with chutzpah, they still use the vocabulary that you're used to using talking to the Rebbe. I don't know the answer to this. I don't know, it is a little bit bizarre. L'chora Nala here maybe we'll be shocked to discover, maybe you'll find a mafarish that will tell us, well, if you have the videotape, maybe if you have the videotape, you'll discover that Moshe, when he set up his tent, It was on a hill. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what happened? The Aram, the Anani Akava, that stopped in this place, and the place where it stopped, everyone set up their tent, and Moshe happened to be on a hill. So when you go, say Loinala means you're going up the hill. Okay, you tell me that the Arachaim says no, that's not what it means. It means that it's an expression of honor. You're going up into having the honor of going up and speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? Achleisnish, if you go in the court, right? You're waiting for jury duty. Go for jury duty, and then they say, go upstairs to this courtroom. Courtroom number 3 on the 4th floor. You have to go up the steps. It's not a matter of a cover, it's a matter of practicality, right? Okay, let's leave with that, let's go weiter. Pasek. Test Vav. Vayichar l'Moshe me'oid. Moshe got very angry. This is a very powerful pasuk. Moshe gets angry. Vayoyimer, and he says el Hashem. And Moshe says, he says to Hashem. Moshe says to Hashem, what does he say? Al teifen el minchasam, do not turn to their meal offering. Loi chamor echod mehem nasasi. The word nasasi is a hard word here. I did not carry. The word nasasi means to carry. I never saw anyone carry a donkey. Just the opposite. The donkey carries the person. Someone told me that he went to Chaim Kanievsky. I heard this joke. I don't know if it's true or not. I think he went to Chaim Kanievsky. He was wearing a Ralph Lauren polo. Beautiful, nice polo shirt from Ralph Lauren. You know, he came from family. His name was Rafal Lieberman. And he went off the derech and he called himself Ralph. He changed his name from Lieberman to Lauren. Ralph Lauren, so he's wearing a nice, you know, and his shirts, now they're a million companies there, but knowing they have a nice horse. A horse with the guy with, you know, with the makel. With the makel. Whatever sport they're playing. So Rav Chaim looks at this guy with the horse on his shirt. And Rav Chaim says, the next time you come here, instead of the horse riding on you, next time you should be riding on the horse. Okay? I once heard that at Sheva Brachos. So over here it says Lo chamor echad mehem nasasi. I did not carry a donkey. What does that mean exactly? Since when does Moshe people carry donkeys? Donkeys carry men, not the other way around. Okay, whatever it means. Velo hare osi esachad mehem. I did not bring evil. The word hare osi comes from the word ra. I have not inflicted any evil even upon even one of you. That's an amazing statement to make, because there's no politician in the world from the time of creation till now that can say that their policies and their activities did not cause harm to any single citizen. No such thing. Every single politician has no choice but to enact, to put into motion different policies, laws, and those laws he does for the benefit of the majority of the his constituents. But there is always b'li yoytze min haklal, collateral damage. There are people that it doesn't work out for. Okay, that's the reality. That's life. And here Moshe says v'loy hare oisi, I did not cause ra es achad, even one of you. Now, what does all of this mean? Let's go over here. Rashi pasuk tes vav. Rashi over here says v'yichal Moshe ma'od nitzta'er ad lemoid. Rashi over here translates the word vayichar. He does not, Rashi is very delicate, he does not want to translate the word literally. He got angry. Moshe doesn't get angry. Okay, we have incidents where he did get angry. Chazal tell us, kas, kevon, shaboli, they kas. We have different k, but over here, Rashi, for whatever reason, does not want, in this instance, does not want to translate the word vayichar to mean anger. Normally means to kindle, is kindle with anger. There's a kindling, there's a fire, there's body heat, blood pressure rises. Nitzta'er, Moshe suffered pain. He was in pain. Ad l'moed, very much mental anguish. And he said to Hashem, Al teifin al minchasam lefi pshutoi, ha-ketoyres shehei makrivim lefonecho mochor al teifin aleihem. The procedure of it was they were going to offer ketores. They were going to offer ketores to Hashem. And over here, Hashem, Moshe is begging Hashem, do not accept their gift. So here we're calling the word mincha. It's a very important pasuk, according to Rashi. Ketores is called a gift, a mincha. If you want to take the word mincha literally, more often than that means a meal offering, flour and oil. And here Rashi is telling us that's not what it means in this context. In this context, what mincha means ketores. Shemrech levanecha, mochor, al tefen alim. Do not pay attention. Do not turn. Umidrashai, oimer. Now we have the medrash. Yodeani, I know sheyesh lom chelik b'tamidei tzibor. I know that every single member of the Jewish people has a portion in every single carbon. When you give the machtzis hashekel, that means you have a portion of the carbon sibor. Af chelkom loy yikubal lefonecho leratzayim. These people who have given a machtzis hashekel, I want you to revoke their ownership, their portion in what they've given to the tzibur. And tomorrow, when we offer the Tomet Shel Shachar, they should not be included. Even though they gave the Machsa Shekel, like we say, Breira, okay, well, the money that they gave, that money should not be part of the cost, the purchase of the animal for the Tomet Shel Shachar, so they will not be part of the Tomet Shel Shachar. Tanichenu Ho'esh. Or they say a little bit different. Over, he's saying, "See, I'm saying, I made a mistake. I take that back. I told them that they didn't do that. I made a mistake." Someone says, "It's too late. They already own. They already bought. They already bought in. These people, these wicked people, I can't go and be mafkir their money. It's too little, too late. The animal has been purchased. They are a partial owner in tomorrow's karbon tamid shel shachar, and maybe today's tamid shel ben harboim, but." When we put this animal on the Mizbeach to burn as an offering, let it be that the portion that they own in the animal, even though it's probably minuscule, teeny, teeny mashu, it should not burn. The A should not take hold of their little portion. Tanichenu ho'esh v'loy soichlenus. Incredible.
Don't they get the mitzvah of having contributed the money already to the
club? So in Achnami, their money will just go to waste. Like I said, it's too late. The money already, they own part of the animal. But Moshe asked them, when they put the animal in the mizbech and the fire is burning the animal, their portion of the meat should not be burnt. Loy chamor echa mehem nasasi, loy chamor shal echa mehem notalti. Rashi over here is telling us the word nasasi. He's a very, very liberal mafarish. He's playing all the words here. All these words are very strange words, and we're translating them in a very, very liberally. Nasasi, which means to carry. Over here, it means to lift up, to carry. Here, it means to take. That's not the word. That's not what the word means. But Rashi is saying, in this context, that's what it means. Lo natalti afilu kishahalachti mimidyan lemitzrayim verkafti es ishtu v'yezbonai alachamor. Even when I went, even when Hashem retrieved me to go from Midian to Mitzrayim, and I took my wife, my children, for hoyeli litol oisoy hachamor mishalohem. Who should pay for the Uber going from Midian to Mitzrayim? I should have given you the bill. Loy natalti ela mishali. I paid the Uber myself. When I went from the Targum Unkelis, Shachadis, Loshen Arami, Kach Nigres, Angaria Shamelech, Shachvor. Shachvor means taxes. Okay, we have to see the Targum. What's the Targum? We're running out of time, but so very quickly, since over here it says, the Lag of Avir, Pasik Tezvav Usikev Lemoshe Lechado. Now, the word Lechado means very much. Usikev seems he got angry. It would appear that there's a machloikis between the Targum and Rashi as to the word vayichar. The Targum says usikef. Skef means anger. Rashi disagreed. He said it means tsar, pain. Let's see further. V'amar kodem Hashem lo tikabel b'ra'avo. Do not accept the goodwill. The ra'avo means yehir ra'avo. It should be goodwill. Korbon hoin. We have to see what that means. Lo chamor dechad min hoin shacharis. The machloikis Rashi and Unkelis. I did not tax you. Moshe says, I'm the melech. A melech has the right to enact taxes. Shacharis, that's what Rashi explained. The word shacharis means a tax that goes to pay for the king. How's the king supposed to live? The king collects taxes. He has to pay for living, for the White House. So you have to pay for the Secret Service. You have to pay all of them for the food. There's a special tax that the citizens of the country have to pay in order just for the king himself. The law of Eshis. Now, this is an incredible thing over here. Hariosi. Rashi's, I did not embarrass. Av Eshis l'chad minhoi. Now, this is an amazing, amazing unkelus. Because if you study politics, one of the very big things in politics, we pay attention to politics, is it becomes personal. And that's, I think it's very fair to say, if you study Trump, you know, his policies, the Frum people are very happy with his policies. But Trump, you know, he's not exactly the model for Pirkei Avos. I think his grandchildren who go to yeshiva, Shabbos afternoon, they should come to him and learn with him Pirkei Avos. Zaidi, you're the opposite of every single thing it says here in Perek. Right? He has Yiddish grandchildren, Trump. Zaidi, you mamish, the complete opposite of every single... When we learn Pirkei Avos, we look at you, it's like, it's unbelievable. There couldn't be a bigger poster child for the opposite of what it says here in Pirkei Avos. Show and tell. We'll take you in to yeshiva. This is not what it says in the Perek. What has happened with politicians? You have a policy, and the other party, they don't like the policy. So you have to do some, you know, diplomacy. You have to get the votes. You anyway do what you want. You have executive power. Why do you have to insult the other people? Why do you have to make up names for everyone? Sleepy Joe, Crooked Hillary, Little Rocket Man. I mean, the list goes on. There's a whole dictionary for Trump. What are you doing? Nancy Pelosi, what he said about Nancy Pelosi, woohoo! And especially a woman, when you talk about a woman and you talk about, you know, you start chubbing with women, you start insulting them personally, oh boy, are you asking for it? You create enemies for no need. It's unnecessary. That's called embarrassing a person. Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech. Part of being a melech means you're a politician. And Moshe says, I did not have a shis. I did not shame. Moshe was a master politician. He knew how to enact policy and laws. Is disagree, not like I told you. I told you, v'lo hariyosi miloshen ra. I didn't cause any of you harm. Really? No harm? Maybe Moshe did cause them harm. Maybe people were not so happy with his policies, the mitzvahs, and they had to do a lot. They had to get divorced, some of them, from their wives. They had to do a lot of things that they didn't like. They weren't so happy about it. Okay, so too bad. But I didn't put you to shame. I didn't publicly humiliate you. I didn't call you Sleepy Joe. I didn't do that type of stuff. And therefore, there's no need for this resentment and this hatred that's spewing forth from you. Okay, so we're out of time now. Basically, over here. There's a lot more over here. This time was a really great pasuk over here. Chaval, I really want to do more. There's really great stuff over here. But unfortunately, we have to stop now. Time is up. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be here. Tomorrow, I'm going to a wedding tomorrow night, Mirtz Hashem, so I can't make it tomorrow night. So I will send out a text. I'm assuming the Rabbi Maievsky will be happy to say the shir. I'm assuming he'll be saying the shir tomorrow. And if not, we'll see, whatever. But unfortunately, I can't be here tomorrow. And I may not be able to be here on Wednesday either. I don't know yet. I don't know what the story is for Wednesday. But tomorrow, for sure, I have planning Mirtz Hashem to go to a wedding. So we'll see what will be. Stay tuned. Look at the text to see how we'll proceed. Thank you very much for coming and learning. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Everybody say.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Be well, Miss Clara. Good night. Good night. Hello? Hello?